This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And I'm sitting down with Ethan Cohen. And he and Joel, whatever happens, he wants to meet people.
Like most things, it's none of my business. Hey, here's a little lesson for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of shit in the world that happens mm-hmm. between two people, brothers and collaborators.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff that happens is none of your business.
What happens between two brothers is not about you to know.
You're not entitled to that information. They may share it with you if they so choose. And if they don't, you know what you do? Just shut up already.
And I walk in and he does want to talk about it.
What I'm did like, happen? Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious.
I'm like, I don't, brothers.
You don't want to know. Yeah.
It's I don't brothers, want to hear about this.
That's brother stuff.
But professionally,
they made some brother movies, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The brothers were the four brothers. The brothers, where are you?
Brothers McMulkin.
Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to Ethan. I'm like, so who was it that it was actually like doing work? Like who was like actually
doing this camera mm-hmm. and writing it?
Yeah. And he was like, oh, I did all that stuff.
Right.
I did basically everything.
Yeah.
He says, first of all, it was my idea to have the Lebowski be so damn big. And
well, I knew this a little bit because I remember going to an early screening and
yeah.
Joel couldn't sit still. And he should be smaller. He should be smaller. He should be so much smaller.
And I said, I didn't think he was like unusually like that huge.
Right.
And he was like, did you see him up there? He's like,
are you serious? Yeah.
One of the biggest guys ever.
Yeah. The screen was big, too.
I think that's maybe what he was referring to. What he was referring to. It's like, OK. He said it was my idea to have Miller do all that crossing.
Right.
It's like, OK, that's pretty smart.
He was the one who made Barton a Fink.
Yeah. Yeah. And he said it was my idea to have some of the country be for old men.
But
and that's where I was like,
none of it was.
I think they said that none of it was for old men. And he was like, you're fucking kidding me.
Yeah. I think Joel recut that. I think he actually went over his head and went behind his back with the studio because I had a meeting with Ethan. I didn't get to sit down like you did. We were on treadmills, but what he told me was he was like, you know, the thing I'm most proud of that we did an entire movie that took place completely outside Llewyn Davis.
Oh, God. Brutal.
I didn't know what to say. I mean, brutal. You at least.
Flula, did you take one of these? Because when I left, yeah. Nate Cordry was coming in as soon as I left. I could tell that they were like talking to a lot of people.
I mean, a lot of guys, yeah.
Yeah. Did you take one of these, Flula?
I did.
Flula Borg. If you give me 1 second.
Oh.
Flula Borg is returns to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names.
Rick he's Lambert back. We got Flula back. Shows. All the fucking haters said he'll never come back. They said we treated him like shit. He didn't have fun. And it wasn't anything he would ever do again. That he's only gotten bigger. And we have stayed the same size generously and probably gotten smaller. and that we'd never see him again. Well, 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 look who's sitting in his car and talking to us.
Oh, how the cookie crackles, you mm-hmm. bitches. You bitches who doubted it. Yeah. That reminds me, I had a coffee with Karen Cohen.
Oh.
And she was just telling me a lot about how there were umlauts initially on Lebowski, and they wanted to keep them everywhere. And I told her you should add them to more of the films. So I'm waiting to hear back on that. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Björn
after reading.
Mm-hmm.
Björn after reading. What was the one about Cyclops where the man from Roseanne is swinging things with his eyeballs against a tree? And then the man from Peacemaker and J-Lo, what's his name? They're in prison.
Yeah, that's the brothers. Where are you?
Yeah, who are the brothers? Who are the brothers?
Who are the brothers?
Yeah, where's the brother? Where'd the brother?
Where are the brothers located?
Karen's their mom. Mm.
It's the mom. She's looks very young.
Looks
I thought this
so
was
so good. Yes,
so not, good,
yeah.
Sean.
Yeah, but she.
I didn't realize.
Really nice.
Oh. Let's not get canceled. Are you the handbook?
No, I'm not. I'm not saying anything. People can look nice. Hey, you know what? Unfortunately for a lot of these, keyboard warriors out there in 2021, people can still look nice. And I can notice that.
Thank you. Listen, type that out, you bitches. Right?
So did That's you take exactly one of right. these? Me so Flula,
yeah,
the Suicide Squad, Javelin.
Yes, these are all nouns. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that. We'll get into all this. Did you take one of these meetings with Ethan, with Joel? You met with Karen.
I met with Karen. Ethan and Joel and I were MySpace friends for some time. Mm. They were both in my top 8. It was them. It was Carrot Top. Bruce Springsteen, and then Emily in Paris.
Unrelated
to the show.
Yeah, but you were early on that.
I was early adopter. I was like the man.
Was she even in Paris yet?
No, the passport process had just begun there. This is pre-TSA pre, so it was taking some time for her to get there. Someone's about to rear-end me. This is fun. Oh. I'm in my automobile.
This will happen.
This will be submitted as a court document, which
it will be. Yes,
I think is pretty exciting.
I'm excited. I'm excited to enter the court of law as a German.
I just think it'd be
deported.
So big for the show. You know, would we be the first podcast, video podcast ever to be submitted into evidence?
Yeah, to witness a hit and running. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry. So I never met with Joel and Ethan, but. And then I lost my MySpace password. So,
what happened?
No. How'd you lose it?
The original email address, which was flulaborgiscool@gmail. I lost the password to this, and then I lost because this password was connected to MySpace. I could not reactivate my account.
Okay,
can I guess what the password was?
Yes,
Coolaborgisflul.
I mean, that's a better password. I can tell. Well, you know, answer is I don't remember my password. This is the issue, Sean.
Yeah,
I know. So
even if I'm right, you don't know. Yeah.
It's, you know how this is.
And
maybe
are we spelling it like C-U or are we moving the O-O over? And then, there's no way
nobody
to know.
Knows.
So you'll get locked out trying to figure that out.
Exactly. Cool.
I have a question for you. This is something we like to ask all our guests, and I don't want to get out of the way up top, is... So right now, as we record, it's August 27th. I want to know, is it too early for a pumpkin spice latte?
I mean, Sean.
Does Starbucks have the pumpkin spice yet?
I know. Sean, I've been researching like what is the stupidest fucking question I've ever heard. And the number one result was that one, Sean, about... The PSL. Okay. It's always time for a PSL.
I feel silly for asking. Yeah, okay. Not too early. Come on. It's too late. Why didn't I have one already?
I mean, sweet shits on my tits. Cut that. That's inappropriate.
Cut that out, Kevin.
Cut that out. Just have him saying that we look nice.
Thank you. You guys look nice.
Mm-hmm. Plug that in. Stitch that in.
Stitch it. Yeah, put an ad drop. Ad drop.
Javelin. Sean and,
yes, Javelin.
From the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Was he wifed up?
No, Javelin has a very high testosterone.
Too high for marriage.
Is he booed up?
Booed up? I don't know his religion, but I can tell you intercourse is high on his list of activities. It's also low on his list of activities. It's his entire list of activities.
Okay.
Just the one activity.
Javelin is a very, very obvious metaphor for his gigantic penis.
So he throws it.
No, he refers to his own genitalia as a javelin, but also his weapon is a javelin.
He's slinging it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. He's there's not a lot of subtles. So no subtleties with javelin. It's very obvious. WYSIWYG. Okay. What you see is what you get.
I like that, you know. Some of these superheroes keep me guessing in this way where I go like, okay, so it's Batman. All right. We made 50 movies of this guy. Mm-hmm. Is it a bat?
Is he a man?
Not like a bat downstairs?
Yeah. Right. Is that,
is he this guy swinging a bat? Metaphor? He got a legit bat
and is this
coming out of the freaking bat suit?
Is this other guy hauling around a Green Lantern?
I mean, for what a campfire, swinging,
right?
Yeah.
Well, no, but you said WYSIWYG and Hayes, WYSIWYG. I think correctly. So talk about, speak on this.
WYSIWYG is an acronym. What you see is what you get. Often, if you are coding a website, you're using HTML or something like Macromedia Flash. You want to make certain that WYSIWYG, that what you see is what you get.
Mm.
Also,
Flash.
Flash, shout out.
I'll use it.
Yeah.
I'll go to the site. They'll say, you have to download this. I'll download it.
Thank you, I say.
And then afterwards, I will go in and I will dispose of it. I want a fresh Flash.
You get a fresh Flash every time.
I don't want to be using old Flash because you don't know, what kind of stuff they've improved since you last were there.
It gets all gummed up, and the webtoons I'm watching.
Oh, yeah. on your Zoom?
Yes, they'll gum up the works.
The fucking jib jabs. I'm Santa's elf. I'm dancing to Britney Spears.
Oh, man. I'm going to E-Bombs World, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. Yeah, live at 5, top 5.
Cheers.
Cheers,
mate. Okay.
Prost to you guys. Yeah, it's 5 o'clock in a location. It's
here.
Here.
Blue, do you want to talk about how you ordered extra small LaCroix cans to make your hands look big on the Zoom?
Well, I don't need to talk about it, Sean, because you just said it. So why don't you order a very large gallon of PSL and shove it up your anus?
A large gallon?
A large gallon.
Which, just
what
like the Lebowski,
more?
not a small, a large gallon or a small gallon.
Yeah.
What are we whipping around these days? What are we sitting in right now?
Yeah.
Oh, this ghostwriting of the whips. This is a leased automobile from Germany. I don't want to say the brand because no one's paying me. I'm paying them. So, you know,
well,
how it goes.
They should say you.
But some of it's coming home at the end of the year, huh?
Of course. There's lots of gum here to gum up the works. Hayes, what kind of couch are you sitting on? Can you say?
This is also leased from Germany.
Okay. Bang & Olufsen.
At Harry's Razors, they have this factory in Germany.
Yeah.
That we've had a relationship with them for a really long time.
Oh, great.
And this is a very sharp couch that they make using a lot of the same materials. It's Don't do no. It's not like it's not like a drum fill. Like it is really sharp. It really hurts. It's like genuinely like definitely the sharpest couch I've ever.
It's pretty uncomfortable. I'm in some ways, no offense, Hayes, I'm relieved that we don't record in person because there was a period where we would both sit on the couch and then I would have to treat Hayes's wounds afterward.
Mm-hmm.
You would, so it breaks the skin.
Yeah,
the way he sits, he kind of like he does a lot of. It looks like you're holding still, but he does a lot of kind of bouncing around with his butt.
I'll get excited about like something I'm gonna say, I'll kind of like wiggle or, like my tushy around and like just tushy. Like get really excited and it will essentially garrot my butt.
A garrot.
Yeah, like garrot, you know, like in like a like 3 days of the Condor or something. There's
like piano like, or wire.
It almost happened to Austin Powers. Odd, random task almost did this to Austin Powers.
I don't associate that with you know like razor blades in your couch though. The garrot, I guess.
Garrot, is this an acronym?
It could be.
Yeah.
Good riddance, old.
Tushy.
Get it. Yeah.
Tushy.
Old Tushy. Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. I'm replacing you because of the razors. Great.
That's closer to spelling Groot there than garage. But
Groot. Yeah. Yeah. My bad.
No. It's never a bad thing to spell Groot.
Agreed. So
I'll talk about what I'm sitting in.
Please.
You know, also from a sponsor, just the audience probably going to be like, is Sean going to say anything?
It
also from a sponsor, not from Harry's Razors, but also from a European sponsor. This is a snooze chair.
Mm-hmm.
So snooze? This is, it's reclaimed snooze.
Mm-hmm.
Snooze? Like, is this an animal?
Snooze. It may be in addition to being a delightful smokeless tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you keep it cold and then you go ahead and tuck it into your cheek and you're going to get a nice buzz on pleasant flavor. And after that, a lot of people were just throwing it out. Snooze had the presence of mind to, for some of their best spokespeople, shove the used tobacco product into like a plastic pouch and now I sit on it
like a giant beanbag of chewed up tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And how does this smell, Sean?
I've gotten pretty used to it. I guess if you were walking in for the first time, you would say that it smells kind of like shit because it's not great. It's the breath of people who use smokeless tobacco products that primarily is making up the odor, you know, combined with the plastic and a great deal of time to decay.
It sounds, and is there a promo code just for anyone listening? That
yeah, absolutely. Snooze Doggy 20. Type that in. There's not a space for it, but if you just go to the website and start typing, they'll know what you mean.
It autofills the promo code.
They can feel it.
Mm-hmm. They smell it. Once you get to snooze D, they know the Augie 20 comes next.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, got it.
So I made a mistake. It was not Random Task that tried to garrot
number two.
It was not number two.
Hmm.
Although Lucky eventually Charms. Austin did ask, his name is not Lucky Charms. His name is Patty O'Brien. He does have a charm bracelet that he calls his Lucky Charms. And he says that Scotland Yard is after his Lucky Charms. But he is not familiar with the cereal, it turns out.
Patty O'Brien feels like a miss on those names.
Totally.
Shouldn't it have been at least names. Like patio furniture or something? Like,
yes.
I feel like that would have fit more with Fat Bastard, Gold Member, Random Task, yes. A lot
his
of vagina.
His name should have been Patty O'Furniture.
That is very good. That is excellent.
Flula, you've been trying to say something, to share a story of yours. Go ahead.
Sorry. You can read it from the energy?
Yeah. Yeah. I can tell.
I can feel it. You're frustrated with me.
I can tell that you want to share.
No, Sean. The frustration you feel is just pure jealousy because of your snoozy chair. And I just, while we were speaking earlier, I was looking online and I did try snoozedoggy20 as the promo code. It did not go through. So it's more just as a formal. Okay. So,
yeah. And we can definitely put in a word. I don't think it's going to make that much difference.
Okay. No, please.
When you type the code, your camera activates. Of course, your camera's already on, so that makes it a little easier.
Yeah.
And they kind of like check you out to see if you'll fit in the chair. Obviously, like, given what it's made out of, it's like a very specific body. They can't like change the chair for like certain body types. Yeah.
Okay. And just to conclude, that was my story.
Oh, wow.
That was the whole? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Flula, last time you were on the show, we talked about formats.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Floor mats? Mm-hmm.
This is formats.
You've got your car on the brain, friend.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's formats. So we, you know, obviously, America's out of ideas. The shows you see are foreign shows. They're just, they've been, you know, the name has been translated. Yes. But basically every show. The Office.
Oh, La Oficina. Yeah.
Yeah, La Oficina.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Of course, Madrid, Nueve Nueve.
Nueve Nueve. Everybody knows.
Yeah. Welcome to Sweden was Get Out of Sweden.
What it was.
And so last time we talked about some German formats that we could adapt. We did them. We ran through them.
That's a great test.
This is all pre-COVID.
We burned through. They're done. Those are used up. We had it was a great experience for us. We need more. We need more.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, great. From me right now.
Yeah, just what's hot, what's been new on the German TV scene. Give us some ideas and we'll work our magic and three of us can, co-create these things.
Doesn't have to be right now. We can sit quietly for 10, 15 minutes.
A couple minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I won't bother you. I'll go on mute. I'm stuck on this yesterday's crossword puzzle.
Oh, what's your question?
Let's see. Let's find one. That would be embarrassing.
I can. Okay. Well, while you look,
Stuck up couples at a wedding, and it's got a question mark afterwards. Now the first four letters are cake.
Oh, they're stuck up. Toppers.
Yes,
oh.
I know. It toppers.
Toppers. Cake toppers.
Yes, cake toppers.
Cake toppers.
It's like, what are they calling
cake.
This?
Cake toppers, roof cake roof, cake atop.
So we'll cake, so cake toppers did work, but I don't want to. I don't want to discourage you, Flula, from finding an even better correct answer.
No, as they say on the postal list, if it fits, it ships. No, let's do this.
Cake toppers. That was another format, like Cake Boss. Of course, the original version, the Spanish version, was cake tapas.
Cake tapas is all cold, all small, and then only after 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And just like little prosciutto wrapped cakes and the jambon.
Oh, jambon was big.
And salty cake.
I there is a show. It's right now only in Bayern. It's a very regional show called Spaghetti Rudi. And Spaghetti Rudi, it does sound good. It sounds like what you would think is spaghetti, but there's no pasta in the show.
Don't have to be, yeah.
No,
I wasn't thinking there would be.
Oh, great. Because Hoodie, who is your protagonist?
Hoodie's the guy,
Hoodie is a man. Hoodie, it's a show of, it's always one shot. There's no cutties. And it's
just good for production.
Very cheap. And it's Hoodie, just, he's walking around the block, you know, and he goes and he makes a right. And then he goes 50 meters and makes a right. And then he goes 30 meters and makes a right. And then he goes 10 meters and makes a right. And then he goes 2 meters and makes a left.
Can I ask, what makes Hoodie so spaghetti?
Thank you.
It's a fair question.
I'm just wondering, because I love that there's no spaghetti in the show. I love that. I love Hoodie. This is a guy I can root for. You know, who among us hasn't gone 50 meters, taken a right, another 50 meters, taken a right, gone 10 meters, taken a right, gone 2 meters, taken a left.
Taken a left.
There's no one in my life that doesn't have, if not that story, a similar story that they can map onto Hootie's experience. Yes. What I'm wondering is, I walk into your Peacocks, right? Your
Paramount Pluses, your Shudders. Right?
And I say, hey, I've got this show. And they go, why is it called Spaghetti Hoodie? I have to have an answer.
Well,
I can't say, because I stole it.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is, in the beginning of the show, as Hoodie is walking, right when you think he will walk straight for an additional 51 meters. But on the ground of the street, there are two noodles. And so he observes those and he makes a right. And that's...
But they're not spaghetti noodles.
Not spaghetti noodles.
Of course, not spaghetti noodles, no. It's penne.
It's penne.
Yeah,
my.
But the riders didn't... They don't... You know, some people don't know different, like, dog species. They only know, like, greyhound, bloodhound, poodle. Mm-hmm. The writers only knew spaghetti,
just the big three.
Mm-hmm. Macaroni.
These are, yes, and like this
two hounds
Americans
and a food.
Too. Americans, yeah. Like, they see all these different pasta, and it's just they think it's all spaghetti.
All spaghetti,
yeah.
All spaghetti, yeah. So, but so that's my theory. Is that it's called Spaghetti Hoodie because of the pasta right prior to the first turn.
That makes sense. If there's pasta in there.
I've traveled, and so I know there's the linguinano, there's the tortellano.
Tortellano, very good.
There's the farfalloce.
I have not been allowed to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But even just from reading, and I love to read, it's such an escape for me. I know.
Yes, I love that.
There's smacaroni.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Isn't there smacaroni?
There's a subset, ulbu smacaroni, which is very good.
Ulbu smacaroni.
Smacaroni.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And there's unjilhoa pasta, which is also very good.
Mm. Kevin, pasta picks, go.
CD.
Sorry?
CD. And of course it's
CD.
And of course it's partner ZD-ROM.
ZD-ROM.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
in
the wilderness.
Great stuff. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And mm-hmm. this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so Easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, formats. We did Spaghetti Hoodie.
Spaghetti Hoodie done. Very good. I think has a lot of potential for franchise.
The profit margins have got to be insane if you can get that off the ground. Because I don't know how you could actually tell if I was playing the same episode again. Does Hoodie talk?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
So what does he change clothes?
If
what
he changes clothes, that, yeah.
Are we on face? Are we watching? Well, is it like
we
got to
see the noodles
shot? Where
well,
it's
mm-hmm. well, this is it's a CSI situation, you know. So like
you're watching, you're going like, through his insides.
Well, no. So like the first CSI is just a man you are following Hoodie as he goes at his own trails, and then like the CSI Miami, it is the same trail, but now it's just from behind.
Okay. That is, then, yeah, I guess that is what they did between CSI and CSI Miami.
Yeah, they got
CSI Miami
the guy.
Was all behind. Yeah,
okay. Just different angle. And then CSI, I don't know, what is it, Topeka? It's like he's just, it's
honestly,
a GoPro on the check.
To sell it in this country, if we're going to be behind him, we probably got to give this guy a fake butt.
Let's do it. I know he would be open to it.
He's going to, just because of the way... Well, again, I like to read, you know, so I don't watch the keeping up with the Kardashian bags or whatever this stuff is.
Wow.
But
shot fired.
To me,
wow.
It's like I know what sells on TV, and Hoodie, yep. If he wants to make the leap to American television, we're going to need to put this guy in a big fake butt.
Got to cut to put the booty on that man. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what they say. Yeah, that's fine. I know he would be open to it. He and I have been speaking a little bit, so I'll text him about his anus and see if he's up, if he's into it.
I don't know that the anus, I don't know if the anus is even really going to be visible the way I was, but I forget I said that. Let's not speak. Let's wait and see where it lands, because if we are okay.
I want to stop this down. I just want to make sure that we're in okay territory here.
Yeah.
I do my research.
Yeah,
we've got a week to prep for this stuff. And so
course,
I'm basically in the archives. I'm in the library. I'm blowing the dust off and I'm researching.
Yeah.
We talked about this butt, this fake butt.
Mm-hmm.
And I am reading in GQ, Good Questions magazine.
Good questions.
That Flula, he actually declined a fake butt cushion. And this is the headline. It's in the headline. It says, the real-life diet of Flula Borg, who declined butt cushions to fill out his Suicide Squad costume. And it's by Danielle.
Danielle, I told Danielle about, I didn't shove anything into my anus.
But that's not what this is.
Again, yeah, I feel like we have two different ideas of what would constitute a fake butt.
And so now I wonder, I don't know if this came up in the interview. In fact, I don't think it did, but I think that is maybe what that's maybe the impasse that we're facing.
This is
here.
An interesting philosophical idea, though. What does make a butt? I've always thought so much about the two cheeks, and that to me was the butt. But to Flula, it seems like, and I can't tell him he's wrong, the butt is the internal mechanism through which waste can be expelled.
For me, the anus is this hole from where all of the things can go in or out.
The soul of the butt, yes.
Yeah, it can go in and out, with depending on your on your activity.
And without an anus, is it even a butt?
Hello?
Is it a butt?
Hello, right? Yates. Yates said it, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so I would say the anus also includes these cushies for the pushies. Mm. And everything, you know, below and behind your penis or vagina.
And the pushies in this case is the push-in shot.
Slow push, yeah.
During during Rudy's walk. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin?
Yeah.
What? Since obviously you don't have to take notes. Since obviously you have perfect memory, photographic memory.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you want to set, like, what did we just talk, what format was that? So we can actually use this, and so this can actually be a worthwhile way that we spent our time.
So that we didn't just waste all of Flula's time.
Please be our one sheet, Kevin.
I would say it's a reverse pushy close-up dramedy.
Reverse pushy?
Reverse pushy.
So we shoot it. We shoot it in reverse.
We shoot it in reverse. We play the footage in reverse.
Both.
Okay.
Rudy's walking backwards.
That could be useful, actually, because it's going to be getting dark during the shot, and so during
we're going to be going. If we shoot it backwards,
it's actually getting brighter.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like it.
Rather than darker.
Than darker. Yeah, it's a metaphor. Yeah, WYSIWYG.
Yeah,
I like it.
Closer. You get to the
okay. Yeah. We need, but we need this other format. We need more formats.
Yes, yes. There's another show called "Is It a Train?" And in the show, what happens is Hayes. Whoa. What's happening? What is on your fingers, Hayes? Who is it?
This look is how big it is. Show.
Look how big it is.
Ant Hand.
Oh. Ant Hand is a very
Is that a very popular format?
Yes, it's part of the horse. Yeah, yeah, it's a part
as
of the extended universe.
As you can see, I'm a fan of Ant-Hand. The man who can make his head very small or very big, like an ant.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
I am curious about... He doesn't use his abilities very often in the show. And I guess I'm curious. I'm behind. They haven't released all of Ant-Hand in the States yet.
No, we're like a full season behind here.
You're a whole season behind.
Yeah.
You're season three. You're season three right now.
We're season three. He's getting divorced. He is divorced. He just got divorced.
He just finalized it. He made his hand really small to sign the paperwork.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's how you knew he was sad.
Yeah,
that he actually didn't want to get divorced because he was like, my hand is so small, you can barely even see the signature.
Yeah, that was a great cliffhanger.
But what, like, I guess other than that, are there like, is there like superhero? Like, is he actually like using this power in any?
It was really the first time I think we had seen him use the power. Was what surprised me that we were. We were three seasons deep, or, you know, two and a half, and I hadn't seen him shrink or grow his hand. And then really, you don't even see it happen in the show. What happens is he sends the paperwork back to his wife. She goes, hey, you didn't sign this. He goes, yes, I did. Look again. Mm-hmm. And she gets out a magnifying glass and sees that there's a very tiny signature. And she goes, wow, you must have been really sad to sign it this small. So,
yeah. You never see his hands. This is the weirdest part of Ant-Hand. Not one time. Small. You never see the hands. So
they're either too small to see, or weirdly like too huge to see.
Or they're normal.
Or they're normal is another option. Yeah, it's one of those three.
Okay.
So yes, Ant-Hand. And there's
so in the next season, does he grow his hands or shrink them at all? Just if you're ahead of us, I know some people won't want to get spoiled, but I'm not sure I want to keep watching if he doesn't use it at least one more time.
Do you want to know? I can tell you.
I'd like Hayes. You can go. You can take your headphones off or something if you don't want to know.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go away.
Okay. Hayes is gone. Okay. So, Sean, what happens is episode 7 of season 4. It's the scene. It's a whole episode about applause, and so the first 25 minutes is just a rock concert. It's a very long song. It's like
Real band, or is it a band that was invented for the show?
It's exactly this. They're called Steel Butterfly. It's an Iron Butterfly cover band singing Inagada Davida. And then you can see it's just panting into Aunt Han's face because he knows at the end he will have to clap. And we are waiting, and so it's a very long push. It's like that scene at the end of The Third Man, you know, when they're walking away from that automobile, except it's pushing into his hands, and then he begins to clap, and just like with The Sopranos.
I think you're thinking of Three Men and a Baby.
Three Men and... Oh, right, because he was holding the baby, and then the baby started to make that sound.
Uh-huh, and then the ghost choking. Came in.
The ghost came
ghost in. There.
And Whoopi Goldberg was there. Yes. That's right.
Yes. But anyway, no, you just said The Third Man, which I don't think is a movie.
I'm not certain.
Yeah. But anyway.
Oh, so, and then right, just like in The Sopranos, when Tony is assassinated, we don't see it or smell it. Just when you see Aunt Hand, he wants to clap.
Sopranos. Yeah.
The ant went inside my computer. You must really love my podcast.
Oh, subscribe, little boy.
Must be a fad. You don't have to go all the way there. You just listen like everyone else. It's free.
Oh, cutie.
Some of it's free.
Oh, right.
Spaghetti cutie.
Spaghetti cutie is a great...
For the American.
For the American audience to know he's cute.
Yeah. Hootie, cutie. Spaghetti cutie works. Mm-hmm. That works.
Spaghetti
it's strong.
Cutie.
Spaghetti cutie. Is it Q? So letters Q and T, like spaghetti QuickTime?
Okay. QuickTime. I mean, QuickTime is so big now.
Deep pockets.
Really big.
I think we got to take advantage. We got to ride this wave to the shore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Agree with it.
They
agree
just
with it.
Hit the scene, and they hit it with a splash.
QuickTime. Wow.
I haven't seen a premiere like this since. And then, Kevin, what I'll have to do is come up with, like, some kind of big premiere.
Well, since Adobe premiere,
big time. Which there's not been a bigger.
Which is, yeah. I mean, I
since
think
Adobe
it's,
premiere. And
it does a lot of the same stuff. It was also that was huge when that. And then QuickTime showed up. Yeah. Bam.
Boop 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 boop. Mm,
boop,
yeah.
Boop.
Just like the Bing of Google. Boop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boop boop boop.
Mm, boop boop.
Hardcore.
Let's do format 3. Sean, what's the... Well,
is it a train? Did we talk about Is It a Train last time?
Oh, I think we might have. I think we might have talked about and made Is It a Train.
You sold it.
We sold it. We shot it.
We sold it in the room. We shot it in the room.
We
sold it in the room and we shot it in the room. We made it in the room. It aired and was canceled in the room.
In the room. Amazing.
Yeah. The room saw a lot of action that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It was quite a ride.
And we said all we had to say. This one is for... we need a show for HDMI port number 2. You know how all these other shows are on HDMI port 1.
Yeah. Or 3 if they're like weird shows.
Mm-hmm.
We need a show that is not so niche that it's for the complete freaks who use HDMI port 3.
Yeah.
But we don't want to do this like mainstream candy coated, like just dumbed down HDMI port 1 stuff.
Blah.
I want to do I want to do smart comedy that has something to say that doesn't mind if it loses some of the lowest common denominator audience.
And this is for you know how every time you try to put the HDMI cable in, no matter what way you try to put it in, it's the wrong way.
Yep.
I know it.
for this show, you do have to keep trying and you do have to get it in that way.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Like you have to really, really push and you have to get it in there. But once you're in, you'll be able to watch this show.
Oh, there's a show only in Stuttgart called Flip It, Flop It, Don't Stop It.
Okay.
And it's a show that I think we could carry over to the Stuttgart show. We could carry it over to HDMI port 3 and 2. Flip It, Flop It, Don't Stop It. It's actually, it's an intercourse show, but you can't see anything. It's all in the dark.
So the intercourse show. So you say that's in your mind, that's a type of show.
It's a genre, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's an intercourse show.
Dark.
You can't see anything.
No. So it's beautiful in that we're like with Spaghetti Hoodie, there's no sound. With Flip It, Flop It, Don't Stop It, there's no video. So it can be produced very cheap. I think it would be very good for all ports, airports, car ports, and HDMI. All the ports would enjoy it. Flip It, Flop It, Don't Stop It.
Don't stop it. So it's, and is this what they're saying while they make love?
That's it. Yeah. It's flip, it's only... And
okay,
then
now you just disappeared for a second. Did you?
I was wanting to give you a preview of Flip It, Flop It, Don't Stop
It.
Okay,
so you had intercourse
during that
briefly.
Time.
A very brief, I flipped it. I didn't flop it.
Okay. I think I actually have seen an episode of this, and it was a little concerning. Or I say I've seen it. I mean, really what I did was I heard it. But
you heard it, yeah.
But I was trying to force the HDMI port in the wrong way. Of course, it was in German because I was watching the Stuttgart version. We would translate it, but to translate it for you guys now, it sounded a little like this. Flip it. Flop it. No, don't stop it.
That was perfect. Yeah.
So it does always end with I don't know exactly what's going on for him. Is he like, is something hurting him or is he ejaculating prematurely?
Well, this is part of the fun of the show. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
And then they're like, and the last thing is always like, now let's see what happens. But then the show ends.
So I guess the question for this is, do we do dubs or subs for the original German? You know, because like we can take the entire visual feed of this and just like put the like just import that for this format.
Yeah.
But do we do dubs? Do we do subs or we do scrubs?
I would say, well, I don't want no scrubs. I would say you do dubs. Dubs and subs is how I would do it. Dubs and subs. And then maybe some hubs.
Hubs. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. Have you heard of the Hubble telescope?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a few. That's a slang in German Hollywood. It's for close-ups.
Hey, this is a big telescope. This thing is massive, dog.
It's a big boy. It's a big boy, big boy.
When you want to look at the, you know,
that LeBoff
sun, when you want to look directly into the
sun. When you want to get all the way up in space.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll do dubs and subs, some flubs.
When you want to hit the back walls of space.
Yes. That's science.
Yeah. No, I do. Yeah,
I love science. Dude.
I fucking love science, dude. I want all I want to do is grab the Hubble telescope and just blow Jupiter's back out, man. That's my weekend.
Okay, Kevin. Since you have this amazing memory, go back through the last. We just did three formats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did we do? What did we cover?
You know, the sud stuff.
Suds?
Yeah, the car wash show.
I don't think we talked about suds. Did we do
a car wash? Oh, it's funny you guys bring that up because I had an idea of doing a show in the car wash.
Oh. Oh.
First ever car wash show.
That was elegant, this segue.
Okay.
Kevin. Car wash karaoke. You can't hear them singing.
Car wash karaoke.
Car wash karaoke is so good. Loud. It's good.
That could be cool. I don't want to step on yours, Kevin. That just came to me.
That was it.
I realized,
that was it.
Like, I love how well I can hear them in the carpool karaoke.
I'd like to change some of the culture around this because I did one the other day where I was not putting the car in neutral. I did leave it in drive.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, no. The way they made me feel about that was actually pretty toxic. The whole environment there was like very judgmental, very kind of regressive in its approach to basically that we live in the 21st century now and people handle things in different ways. And so it's actually okay if you leave the car and drive.
It's a personal, we're talking about personal choice
personal
and we're talking
choice,
about
personal
like,
freedom.
And it's such a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
From making people put their car in neutral to go into the car wash when they want to have it in drive to suddenly we're what? All getting killed with bullets by the president of, and he's got a fucking submachine gun. Joe Biden is fucking parachuting down into my living room with a submachine gun and riddling my body with bullets, blasting me to a bloody pulp. And I'm like, and I sign a paper and I say, thank you. That's now the country. No, thanks. Wait. I'll actually leave it in drive. Thanks. And I will fill the car wash system with exhaust and I will wreck the machines and I will
just
hurt my
blast
car
through there.
It's my car. Operative word is my. I bought the car and I could fucking leave it in drive and make everything get broken.
Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom.
Mm-hmm. It's choice. It's literally a choice you make.
It's choice.
The same
choice.
Word in every language. There's a reason for that.
What's the word?
Freedom. It's the same word in every language.
Oh, no, it's Freiheit in German.
Freiheit?
No, Freiheit, height, like in
Freiheit.
The heights.
Freiheit.
Freiheit, mm-hmm. Freiheit.
Yeah. Like in the
freedom,
heights, okay.
Freedom, Freiheit. Freedom, Freiheit. Fries.
Sure, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Freiheit.
Freiheit. Hayes, do you want me to tell you what happens with Tiny Hand? What's his name?
Hand.
I think I am ready to learn about Ant-Hand.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because the ant is in my computer and is kind of like making the show about whatever it wants.
The ant has been responsible for the last several minutes of content.
It definitely does want to hear more about the show Ant Hand.
Well, I'll just tell you, there's an episode where there's applause that's happening, Hayes.
Okay.
But we don't know when.
No, I've heard this part. Should I leave?
Okay, so he has to applaud. Okay, I can see how that.
Sean
quit.
Has left. Good. So Hayes, it's a scene where during the entire episode, a band called Steel Butterflies playing a song by that sounds like Inagada Davida, very long, and then it's a pan in into Ant Hand's face, and he's stressy. He's very sweaty because he knows at the end of the song he will have to applause, and we will finally see his hands.
Okay. So that's right. So he has his tiny hands. I heard this. My roommate was watching in the other room.
Oh.
We used to be married, but.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. And I heard the episode, and it sounded like a tiny crystal bell. And so that's what it sounds like when Ant Hand applauds.
It sounds like a small crystal bell.
It was so beautiful.
Like from like a scene from Frozen.
Wow. Yeah. I want to know where we can find you.
I'm currently in an automobile.
Okay.
This is West Hollywood.
Okay.
Somewhere in West Hollywood.
We'll send someone right now, okay?
Please let me know.
Don't go move. Anywhere, okay?
Don't move.
Do not move, okay?
I'm not We're going anywhere with way. My key lime LaCroix to hydrate me and also a large empty water container to urinate in for several hours.
Okay, we're going to send someone. Kevin, we're going to send someone out right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go right now. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh. Okay, bye.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan rank Drake's albums. Zach and Jess from Off Book help Bang make a rap song on Hollywood Masterclass. The boys do a vibe check on the pro version. And the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Flula, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
That was a HeadGum podcast.